Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Doing It Bubba Style, the number one rated internationally syndicated motorsports podcast in the world, as heard on the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Network, brought to you by Tom and Bubba of Bubba's Exotic Motorsports.
There we go, Bub. We're going to come out of that intro. The reason we muted that, ladies and gentlemen, is we do not want to get into any copyright or trademark infringements with Stone Sour's song there. So we're going to be careful, play by the rules. We're going to cut a new intro here next week. Good morning, everybody around the world, to Doing It Bubba Style, the number one rated internationally syndicated motorsports podcast in the world. I'm Tom, and we all know the master, Bubba. Good morning, master. Bubba, how are we doing today?
Doing really good so far, man. Just trying to run this thing here.
Good morning to my very, very good friend, Mr. Paul Sr. from Orange County Choppers up there in the Newburgh, New Windsor area of New York. Perhaps we'll be hearing from him. I was just talking to him a moment ago on the phone. As a lot of people may or may not know, Bub, you definitely know this from our friendship, but Sr. is a huge car guy and a huge Street Outlaws guy.
Yeah, big time.
He's an amazing guy, man. I don't care what anybody says. Ladies and gentlemen, good morning. This episode is brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. That's Bubba's Exotic Motorsports.com. Please visit our online apparel, merchandise for all your Christmas needs and everything like that. And also, ladies and gentlemen, all of the products are getting loaded. Nitto Tire, American Racing, all of the Extreme Dimensions, all the great stuff that it takes to make your car performance-oriented and stylish just like Bub builds right here at Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. Miss Outlaw Boutique, MS Outlaw Boutique, the moose is loose down in Abacoa, Florida, 561-660-6695. The Outlaws and the Outlaws. It's all going to come together, Bub.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be pretty interesting, isn't it?
Yep.
We're going to be talking about that. We do have the boys from the 405 crew jumping in here to join us today, Bub. I you know what? This week, we spent a lot of time with those boys. The cold cars here, Bub. You've got some bottom end noise. We're going to talk a little bit about that. The boys are going to start calling in about 9:15. What a great group of guys, man.
Yeah, man. We've got a lot of stuff going on. You know, we continue to talk about it on our daily live streams, throwing some, you know, 20, 30 minute videos up every day so you guys could see what's going on here at BEM, but also what's going on with the 405 crew, all of the stuff we've got going on at the new PBIR, which is Palm Beach International Raceway. That is going to be the new hometown track for everything motorsports related in terms of drag strip, road course, mud bogs, go-kart racing. I mean, everything you could possibly imagine, all in one place under one roof, where there's going to be a lot of behind the scenes, a lot of filming going on there. So you guys are going to have to stay tuned for all that.
Big shout out to Herc Reynolds out there, Bub. Herc's been with the show for many, many years, the 405 show for many, many years. I believe they will be joining us. Herc Reynolds, our Reynolds done Bubba style, Bub. How about that?
Yeah, man.
Let's talk about them. They're going to be good people to have us join Palm Beach International Raceway. What can we say about the new Palm Beach International Raceway? I was coming out of Brooklyn Bagel this morning, Bub. They're going to join in as a sponsor of the show. I ran into a couple of the great guys over there at Palm Beach International Raceway. They're happy to meet us. They're listening in today. We appreciate them being part of us. The World Rally Champion, Mr. Geo Hammerback, was on the track with the rally car, the BMW M3 E36 BM rally car last night, doing trials for the drift event tonight. He was tearing it up, Bub.
Yeah, man, I'll tell you what, dude, when we were starting to get some behind the scenes shots of that car, man, I'll tell you what, G was out there just shredding tires around that course, man. 2.4 mile road course. And I'm telling you, he was 90 degrees sideways to every one of those corners.
He was, man. Interesting. The place was a buzz yesterday while we were getting ready to get him out there on the track. Thank you to Greg Ortega and the entire Nitto USA Corporation for getting us the brand new. What tires did you put on the rally car for tonight, Bub?
So, yeah, man. So we're actually going to, because of our weather conditions, because of the way that road course is set up and the way our M3 is set up, we're actually going to be rocking a brand new set of the NT555 Street Strip tire. That is the brand new G2 compound. So it is going to give us everything that we want to do on that track use, because G wants to be able to power that car stick, but still be able to maintain super good slide control. So we are going to be running with that tire. It is going to be insane, man. Motegi Wheels, which is underneath, as you know, Wheel
Motegi,
Pros.
Yeah.
So they hooked us up with incredible set of rims for that M3 as well.
Yeah.
And it is going to be insane looking, dude. We literally had those things overnighted in from Houston just to make this massive drift event this weekend where it is just going to be rubber laying everywhere.
It's crazy, Bub. Did you see Gio coming out of turn 10 at 125 miles an hour and then stoving her sideways, driving her down to 85, tires on fire, man?
Oh, I mean, you could see chunks of rubber shredding as you went past the GoPro.
Yeah. Did you also hear that he took our content, our contact link, our uplink over there at PBIR, the and IRG Sports and Entertainment. By the way, good morning to the president of the IRG Group and owner of Palm Beach International Raceway, the new Palm Beach International Raceway above his Exotic Motorsports, Mr. Lou Pretenza, and Chris Harris. Chris was in the rally car last night. I understand he did have to wear his Depends.
I'm sure he did, dude. I mean, definitely. When G gets out there and he runs, dude, I'm telling you.
It's scary, dude.
Listen, man, we run pretty hard. Yeah. When we get out there in the rides, but I'll tell you what, it's just, you know, when you take somebody that is, you know, world rally champion, I mean, everything you can imagine, you put him in it and he's just going to, as G says it best, power, power, power.
Yeah,
I mean, you know, that's where he's at. He is stay in it is his motto. And that's it, dude. He stays in it. He doesn't let out of it. And I mean, literally, even when he has to do any sort of controlled maneuver, he's still full in it on power, but just using
never
left
stops.
Foot braking. That's all he's
That's
doing.
It.
So he never lets out of that car from the time he leaves the actual pit side all the way through.
How about some of the videos the boys were sending us last night of the 405 cars going down the strat? I mean, the Mustang tagging the wall, you know, Bo's beautiful, beautiful Box Nova. I mean, just a great group of guys. Good morning to Lou and Hayden out there in Ozark, Missouri, of course, senior. Come on, man. Andrade Sr., good morning, man. How are you doing out there? Jason Ross and Brian Hoover, good morning, everybody. We're glad you're with us. The phones are going to start lighting up, ladies and gentlemen. We do have the 405 crew calling in. We wanted to spend a few minutes getting to our sponsor deck. Palm Beach International Raceway is racing done Bubba style, Bub.
Yeah, man. It's, you know, we're having a lot of fun with what's going on here right now. We do have, man, I'll tell you what, dude, the 405 rides are starting to show up here in the 561. I think the streets of South Florida better look out, dude.
Yeah. How about Kerry from DB8 Motorsports now joining the BEM Palm Beach International Raceway family? It's going to be great, isn't it?
Oh, man. I don't know how to explain that one either. Lou and Hayden just put up a big giant poop emoji for the Depends.
Did he really? How about that?
Lewin,
very good. Ladies and gentlemen, Lewin, are you going to be joining the boys from the 405 crew? A lot of you guys don't know. You know, you saw what Discovery wanted you to see from those boys out there on the former Street Outlaw show. This group of boys, fathered by the legend himself, Wayne Varley, the gold car driver, they are just such an amazing group of guys, man. But they are fun-loving. I've watched a bond set up between you and Goody Bo, Brian Testner out there. I think you guys are going to develop this bond, this build bond that's gonna shape. I'm telling you, man, I'm really good with personalities. My undergraduate psychology, I've watched you grow. I'm pretty good at calling people. I think you and Bo have something really special boiling under the ground, man.
Yeah, man. It's you know, it's like I've mentioned before. You know, it's all about just expanding together, growing together. You know, if one hand can definitely pull another hand along or vice versa, you know, that's always super complimenting when you can have, you know, a bunch of these big builders that get into one roof and they just get going. And there's no stopping a team like that.
There isn't. Good morning. What is it? Donna Tessner's out there as well. And who else is out there?
Lou Hayden says it's cold as fog in Missouri.
Lou Hayden says it's cold as F-U-G, fog in Missouri. It's cold everywhere. I understand it's cold. Our upholstery tech's driving from Wisconsin back down this way, Bub, in the tractor trailer, and he said it is cold in Texas, man.
Oh, I bet.
It's really, really cold. So, ladies and gentlemen, we do have a lot of racing lined up. I don't know. We're supposed to be racing out at Palm Beach International Raceway tonight. I'm scheduled to take the beautiful Robin out for a nice five-star Saturday night valet dinner, but it's looking pretty ugly right now, Bub. It's raining really hard. We don't see that much in South Florida.
Yeah, man, absolutely. It's, you know, this morning it looked like it was getting pretty black this morning. It's funny, I came outside and I realized that, you know, definitely you think about the fact that I was actually watching live PD last night where they were filming.
Yeah, I was watching that as well. I saw all the boys in handcuffs, by the way.
So where they were filming, there were certain parts of the U.S. that as they were filming was literally snowing. And I'm sitting there thinking, like, you know what, dude, it's December, it's winter, it's Christmas. Definitely still like 84 degrees down here in South Florida.
Beautiful,
super,
man.
Super hot. So I walked outside this morning and that kind of hit me because I realized, like, man, it is really hot outside to be, you know, 6 a.m., 84 degrees, and it is, the sun's already up, but other places are snowing. Now it's completely black and just downpouring rain.
What would you give to go back to the cold rain of the Northeast, Bob?
I wouldn't give anything.
What
is that nonsense?
I talked to the colonel last night up in Northern Virginia, and you know what he was saying? They were expecting snow today. I'm like, man, Jesus Christ, keep it, bro. Keep it.
I see World Rally Champion G walking around right now.
Okay, so the World Rally Champion and driver of the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports number 78 rally car is here in the house. He's going to be joining us in the studio. The boys will like that because everybody will get techie, and we'll talk about racing and all of that stuff. G can join us in the studio. Mr. Producer, we need to make sure his mic's up and his headphones are set, please, as well. G can get in the studio anytime he wants. I know he.
I think G's out there getting ready.
Is
he's doing his hair and everything.
How about the fact that we're gonna put G on the spot? People don't understand that Gio, our rally champ, is a really good dude, man. He's like you, Bub, and like very much laid back, just like Wayne is. Just very, very Wayne Barley.
No, he doesn't get nervous at all.
He doesn't.
I mean,
you
even
know
when
he does?
Even when it's like push time and it's like 3 seconds from starting line, he's just walking around, moseying around, looking for his helmet, looking for his gloves. He's like, I'll get there in a second.
And how about when he wants to go
out
and
drink?
Put me
at the back. I'll still get to the front.
When he wants to go out and drink, Bub, he just goes out and drinks, and he's got one specific yard that he'll go to and pass out in. He'll just leave the Corvette somewhere and walk and just go pass out in the yard.
This is true.
You know it? Good morning. Yeah. There he is, the World Rally Champ, Mr. Gio Hammerback, right there, ladies and gentlemen. Sure. He was out at the at Palm Beach International Raceway, the new International Raceway, home of the 405-561 New Street. I'm not allowed to talk about that. We're under. What did our producer Chet Burke say we are?
It's an idea. Just stop talking.
Yeah, stop talking about. Good morning, G. How you doing, man?
Great.
How is everything this morning?
Good.
Good, man. Do we have G's mic up and open by chance?
He's good.
Okay. Good. All right. Good. Good morning, G. How we doing today?
It's raining.
Yes, it is. So I understand that Chris, who is the general manager over at Palm Beach International Raceway, needed his Depends last night.
I made sure he had a good time.
Yeah.
He just disappeared after he got out of the car for a while.
Well, he had to go change his Depends, man.
I guess freaked him out a little bit coming in turn 10 at 125.
But. Well, you know what? Turn 10 is not my best friend, as you know. I tend to, but it's not just not.
All right.
I do okay, don't I?
So, G, let me ask you this. I know, you know, Chris is over there. He's changing everything about Palm Beach International Raceway. Everything from, as you probably saw, the bathrooms to, you know, just the way that
all
the organizations
family,
run.
Yeah.
I mean, everything about the track he's changing. Were you guys running in normal direction last night, or are you doing your reverse? Because he's starting to run the track in reverse now.
Yeah.
No, he was running normal way.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I can't wait to run reverse.
Yeah, that'd be interesting.
That doesn't mean drive backwards. That just means you're going the opposite direction.
So you were coming down that back straightaway, probably at about $1.50 in the E3 then?
No, it was 125 before I start braking.
And then you start coming in.
Tired.
Are you braking at the normal place, like when you have Bub and I out on the track in the Porsches? Are you braking at the same places? A lot of people don't understand how a road course works.
Pretty much, but instead of turning to the right away, I go left and then to the right.
Oh, so you come out, because normally you teach us to get into the apex, so you've got the nose of the car literally touching the cones. That's how dangerously we drive those cars. You don't take any room for measures or error out there.
Right. I kind of bring the car out a little bit from where the braking zone is, so I come out of the line because I'm not really e-braking, so I'm actually pitching the car to the left first, and then to the right, and then carrying through the corner.
And it's crazy, too, because a lot of people don't know, if they go out and look at the new Palm Beach International Raceway, they've rolled out the red carpet for us, man, out there. If they go out and look at that, gee, coming out of 9 into 10, that's a very, very, very dangerous corner right in there.
It is. We've seen some stuff happen there.
Yeah, it's dangerous. And gee is literally, I mean, he did the same thing with you. There's great video, Bub, at the bubbasexoticmotorsports.com website that you can see out there of you and gee in the car, all 4K video, and G's in. Our drone is hovering about 300 feet, tracking you in the car. You were doing about $1.70 coming down that backstretch, and you know, G's giving you perfect instruction in that seat as to how to get that car and the distance. In fact, Bo was putting up the vet last night, and I said, "Come on, man, let's spool these Porsches up against that vet, right?" And the distance, if you want to see how fast the BEM Porsches are and how much power they produce, go look at that video online. You'll see it right there on our website. You left the whole track standing still, the ACR cars, all of them.
Yeah, man. It's, you know, it's a lot of fun when you get out there, and, you know, especially when you're doing everything from, you know, it's all different. It's different going straight line quarter mile to going road course to doing drifting. Every one of those is a different drive style, and you have to have a car that's set up specific for each one. One's got to track straight and go very fast with, you know, you don't necessarily need the best of handling. You don't really need the best of braking systems when it comes to quarter mile fast line stuff. You know, you're looking to get from point A to point B as absolute fast and safe as possible in the straightest manner, right? Mm-hmm. When you are talking about doing road course, you need a very well balanced car that not only has, I would say, and gee, correct me if I'm wrong, I would almost say that you need power, of course, but I would almost say
brakes.
Brakes and handling would be the two things you'd want in really road course. You'd want to be able to stick and control that power.
Yep.
So, but then you get into something like, for example, drifting. That's almost a different animal. Like, you don't necessarily need a lot of brake.
Yeah, it's totally different.
And you drive both forms for us.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a while since I've done the drifting, but I guess I can still do it pretty good.
Well, it's funny too, because when I was talking to good morning, the 405 boys are starting to call in. Who's with us live on the air from the big 405?
Wait, were you waiting for a response or what?
Oh, you're on the phone with us. Good morning.
Oh, you got somebody over there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, hold on.
I don't know why it's slow picking it up, but it'll come back in. But gee, one of the things I noticed, what do you got right there? Let's see what we got here. Wayne Barley. Good morning, Wayne. Of course, James Idiello, our business partner here in the Brian Tessner back on Facebook. Good morning, Brian. How you doing? Goody Bo is back with us. We're going to get him to call in here. Let me see something here. I don't know why that. Hold on 1 second. Let's bring him back in. Let's get the 405 boys to start calling in. Looks like the switchboard's a little bit slow there this morning.
Make sure you got the mic open up on the left, not just headphones.
Where is it, Bob? Yeah,
right there. Yeah, click that one.
Yep. But see how slow it's bringing the call in for us?
Yeah.
Right there, Bob? It's a little bit slow. Could be weather induced. Could be something coming
up. So, when you're doing drifting, so help everybody understand. So, it's not like when you take us out and we're all running road course where we follow a certain line and we stay in a certain zone. Like, typically, you stay on the outer portion and say you're going to make a right-hand turn. You stay on the outer portion of that track until you hit your apex to start pulling in super tight to the corner, right?
Right.
So in drifting, it's almost opposite of that.
It's similar.
It's
just
similar,
but follow the race line.
So you follow the race line, but before you go for that eight, you're not darting typically for that apex. You're not trying to stick to that apex of the road. You're trying to swing in opposite of the corner. So if you're trying to, you know, if you're going into a right-hand corner, you're going to swing in. What are you going to do? You're going to swing
depends
in right
on the corner and how I'm going to do it.
So you're going
to, because some of the corners, like in three last night, when I would come in and stay in the race line, start turning the car in
okay,
like
yep.
you normally do.
And I saw
and
you run
kind
three.
Of flick the clutch a little bit, and then the car gently just starts creeping out, and then you just control the power of the steer.
Yeah, I heard you coming out of one of the turns into the back straight. Yeah, I mean, you could clearly hear the BEM rally car downshifting. Then you see it coming sideways into the view. I sent it out to the boys at 405 last night because they're all going to enjoy. We're all going to marry all this racing up together and just have a good time, man.
Oh, no, for sure. I mean, we're going to get everybody doing everything.
Yeah, it's just crazy, Bub. It
yeah,
really is.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
I'm really trying to pull all the calls through the board here, and we're having some trouble. I may have you plug my phone in and have the boys come through the board. Senior, you've got my number as well. Robin, you do as well. You can come straight to my cell phone number. If we're having problems with the board, Bub, so we can get everybody in.
Yeah, it looks like you are. The mics aren't opening up. It's just
not.
Got the headphones listed.
Yeah, I don't know why it's doing
huh,
that.
That's strange. Well, I'll tell you what, man. I can't wait to see not only the way that you perform tonight, G. Hopefully the weather holds out.
If the weather holds, man.
Hey, I'm a rally driver. Rain's good.
I mean, you're meant for...
Nobody else will know how to drive it.
I mean, one thing's for sure is if you get out there on the water, we're not really going to do much damage to the tires, but you're definitely going to know how to run that water.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
For sure. I mean, you're going to stay in it, dude. Power, power, power. You might want that for tonight.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely.
Keep that thing tacked at 7,500 and stay in it, dude.
Yep, absolutely. But bring my phone up on board and have the boys call into my phone, would you please?
You're only going to get two callers.
Yeah. You should be able to get everybody in, right?
No, you'll only be able to get two because your phone can only take so many calls.
Really?
Yeah.
Mr. Producer, we got to figure out what the problem is, why this is just giving us problems over here on the board side of things. Hold on a second. Let me try something here. Let's see if we cut that down. We come in over on this side. Da-da-da-da-da. I don't know why it's doing that, Bob. It should open the mics up.
Now, we got a lot of crew on here right now. We got Brian Tessner, Russell Smith, James, let's see here, John Andrade Sr., Travis Santa Cruz.
Sr.'s a good dude, man. So is Santa Cruz. He's been up there at the PRI show all weekend, driving around inside, knocking people's boots over, man.
Yeah, this is true.
How about that,
and some of these guys, I think, are out at PRI right now.
That's exactly right. You know what? I'll tell you what we'll do. Hey, James, if we're having problems with the show, James, do me a favor. Get all the boys on a conference call and call into my cell phone. Mm-hmm. Would you please get all the boys together? I want the world to be able to enjoy the boys, and the boys enjoy being with the world. A lot of people don't understand, just like you, Bub, just like Gio, just like me. We enjoy the fan interaction better than racing, better than doing television. That's where it's all at. It's the fan interaction that makes it happen for us. James, please get the boys in the conference room and everybody call into my phone. That way I'll be watching for it. I'll pull you guys in that way so the world doesn't miss you and we'll all be able
Brian Tesner says, go full Office Space on it. I know what that means.
Yeah, I do too. Hey, look at that. Goody Bow. And this is what I'm talking about. This is a lot of people don't know Brian Tesner is Goody Bow. And this is what I'm saying. I'm watching this beautiful relationship form between you two. Just a build and performance standpoint, what you two are going to put together, Bub, as this thing develops, is just going to be incredible, man.
Do we have an extra keyboard, Robin?
We might. We may very well. And, you know, one of the things...
I think he destroyed all of
them. I did. I destroyed everyone. Did you hear that, G, their facility up there, what was it? Just voted number one fabrication facility in the world or something like that, G? How about that? Because a lot of people don't know, not only are you a driver, you're a builder and a fabricator as well, with several patents.
Yeah, I'm in applied sciences.
Yeah, I mean, you can build friggin' anything, man, anything. And it's fun to watch you and Bub out there. In fact, yesterday afternoon, as we were getting ready to get the BEM rally car ready, you were out there developing a brand new handbrake assembly for the thing. So you're out there in the fabrication shop rolling and bending, and I'm just like, wow, man, obviously it worked last night.
Yeah, we got to tighten up the cable a little bit because we're not hydraulic, so I just kind of use it for a cheater when I need to.
Yep.
I can just throw the car where I want. So.
Exactly. And I could see, Bub, if we took like the gold car, right? And man, what if they do triathlons and stuff like that in the Olympics? What if we took the gold car, did one run down the backstretch, headed over to the go kart track, drove it around the go kart track, then we went over to the road course track, ran around the road course, and then ran through the mud box?
Pretty sure that thing would fail at the road course side of the go kart track. Those are really tight corners. There's no way that thing's making those turns.
That's going to be such an interesting situation all the way across the board. And I'll tell you why that's going to be an interesting situation.
Call into the conference line.
Call to the conference line?
You call in, and then we can have everyone up.
Okay, hold on 1 second. Okay, thank you. So anyways, let me tell you why that's going to be so interesting. Thank you. Thank you, James, very much. Ladies and gentlemen, we are going to bring all the boys in. We know how to work around technology. What's going to be interesting, Bub, is I told Gio last night, the rally driver, I said, you're going to be driving the 405 boys' cars, and the 405 boys' cars are driving your car. He just said, nope, they can drive my car all they want. I'd rather be upside down in the woods on a rally course bleeding than I'd rather be driving that car straight down the line. So I thought that was kind of an interesting comment, Bub.
Hey, listen, I'll just go for it. You put me in anything, I'm going.
That's the way I feel about it,
too. That's all I need.
Good morning to Kevin McHugh out there. Russell Lee, no balls. That's not referring. Who's got no balls?
What he says.
And I don't know what it's referring to. We need to know what that's referring to because we're going to make it happen.
Yeah, how about that?
No chance anyone in this room has a no-ball comment.
Hey, you say we have no balls? That's the wrong thing to do, my friend.
We're all in.
You just don't know. We're 110% in, Bob.
He says same.
Yeah, how about that? Hold on 1 second, Bob. I'm going to let you and G handle. I'm going to get in this conference call.
So hey, look, Chris did a great job last night.
Did he?
So how was that?
He made us feel pretty special.
Really?
So last night you were on a lot of Test and Tune, correct?
Yeah.
So what was open? I know there was...
They had the drag strip running.
So quarter drags were running. Road course was open.
Just for us.
Just for you guys.
Yeah.
That's it. Wow. So a lot of fun then.
Yeah.
So how'd that BMW do then? You were holding it pretty tight to the track?
Yeah, it was okay. I mean, not like having a turbo car.
Right. But it's pretty...
Work a little harder.
Yeah, but even funner though. Because you got to really drive it.
You got to really drive it.
Yeah. You got to really drive the car. And one thing's for sure, G, is when you get out there... Let me see here. Okay, so no balls for taking the gold car on all them courses. You watch. Now we're going to do it.
What did he say?
No balls for taking the gold car on all them courses. You watch. That thing's going to be sideways at 100, G. Can you do it?
I don't know. That'd be interesting.
That'll be a tough one to do. Small tire car going sideways at 100 through corner 10.
Yeah.
No chance.
Might be a little stiff in the back.
You see how some of those boys
they get up in the air like Andrade Jr. When Andrade Jr. was on this fucking deal with technical difficulties coming out of Blog Talk. This is what we paid for. Junior was getting the white Mustang up in the air, and then he powers it right back up into the nose up position again, and it just keeps bouncing up and down and up and down. Producer, can I have a piece of paper, please?
Well, I'll tell you what, man. One thing that I've seen, especially coming out of these 405 boys, is there are a lot of wheel-standing Fox bodies out there, and that's pretty solid, man, because you got to know how to not only lay into those things, but also to control them as you're coming down and continue to power them out through the rest of that quarter mile and still produce a solid time.
It's a formula to make power.
Yeah.
You just can't throw a bunch of parts on it and make power.
Right.
I mean, these guys are like scientists figuring this stuff out.
Yeah. You got to be able to not only build the power, build it strong and reliable, G, but also to be able to plant it so that you can get it down the track.
It's all a formula.
Yeah. Because you can overdo it. I mean, you can have way too much power. You can have too much where you can't even get down the track. This happens, but it's okay. I like the power.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to bring...
Hold, please. We're bringing everybody in on a conference.
Bring everybody in for us, bro. Just like everybody in for us. There we go, ladies and gentlemen.
Keep holding.
Right on. Here we go.
Okay. You will now enter the conference.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen. There it is. Good morning. Good morning, 405 crew. How is everybody?
Good. How are you?
Good, man. How's everybody doing from the 405 crew on the 561? Good morning, everybody.
How's Joe?
How's everybody doing out there today?
Doing great.
Hey, what is wrong with you? What is wrong with you guys on these group chats? You guys make me cry. I'm walking around or I'm doing things. I start watching the things going back and forth, boys. I've got tears in my eyes listening to you guys.
That's not how we are. We're comedians.
Has joined.
Is that the White Rhino that just jumped in with us?
Funny people.
I'm a regular Kevin Hart. I don't know.
Good morning, everybody. Ladies and gentlemen, the 405 Street Outlaw crews are live on the air with us. Just simply write in to us on the Facebook page. We will ask your questions since we're diverting some audio difficulties coming out of the New York studios. Hey, Goaty Bo, you on the line with us there?
He's got their head out the window.
I don't know, but roll that window up. We don't need any more problems with background noise. Hey, Bo, you on the line with us there?
Yeah, it's me that's got the background noise. I'm on the road like normal.
Oh, yeah?
Keep muting in and out.
That's okay, man. That's all right, man. Good morning to the legend himself, Mr. Wayne Varley. You out there on the line with us?
I don't know if Varley's with us.
Wayne, but the legend John Andrade Sr. is.
There you go. Good morning, senior. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Really good, man. I can't tell you guys what a fun week it's been with the entire 405 crew out there from the former Street Outlaw show there on Discovery. There's some big news coming up, but why don't you talk a little bit about it? I know our producer, Mr. Chet Burks, the famed producer for Discovery and Velocity Television, is out there listening to us right now. Let's talk a little bit about what you and the boys and I have been doing all week. It's been around the clock getting things done.
Yeah, man. So we're down here in beautiful South Florida setting up all of the crazy events that are going to be going down the second weekend of January. Everything from, man, I mean, we are talking quarter mile drags to road course fun to, man, we're going to all get out there and do some serious karting. We're going to see who really can plant all this power down to the ground, and we're just going to have a lot of fun with it, man.
Yeah, we really are.
I mention that media is going to be there?
Oh, God dang it. It's going to be a lot of fun. And that's what I'm saying. See, the boys from the 405 crew, you, myself, Gio, the rally driver for BEM, you know, all of us rather, we enjoy the families out there. We enjoy the people out there, the fans out there, much more than we do the television side of it and much more than we do the build side of it. That's what we're really out there for, man.
Yeah, man. It's, you know, it's all about going out and just having a really, really fun time. You know, we love having the fun competition amongst the families. You know, we love having the build fun to, you know, get these rides designed and built. And we love just taking them out and just having a blast and enjoying time with the fans and everybody that comes out to see it and, you know, get autographs and, you know, posters, media. I mean, everything about it is just a lot of fun. And you get to have fun doing what you love doing, you know, going out and just playing with some high horsepower cars, whether it be, you know, running the drags, just the fastest quarter mile stuff you can produce, or getting out on that road course and having fun. I mean, whatever it is you want to do, it's just pure fun. And I mean, come on, who can't beat the smell of some 100 plus octane race fuel?
Goodness gracious, Bub. The gold car did deliver yesterday. I will say this, and I want the boys to jump in here. I'm going to ask them a question. The gold car did deliver yesterday. Okay. Let's see. I just need you to give me any questions that come up because I can't see them right now. Okay. Kill the volume on that thing. Bub, the gold car of Wayne Varley's The Legend did deliver yesterday. You did not want anybody around that car. You immediately got everybody from the media and the from the BEM team away from it. You wanted to get in and personally fire it the first time. Mm-hmm. Wayne said, I can't believe Bub knew how to fire that. Well, come on. And
it's like making a bomb. I mean, come on. It's ignition, exactly. Fuel.
I mean, it was 1980. Technology.
Oh, shit. but you did get it in, Bub. Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Hey, Tom, can you hear me?
Yes, sir, I can. Go ahead.
Hey, Wayne's here. He called in on my line. I just conferenced him in.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. That is James you're hearing speaking to us. James is part of the one of the things that were accomplished this weekend, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not allowed by Chet Burks to release too much. I will tell you that the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports 561 and 405 crew entertainment attorney, Mr. Joe Jansen, was in house this week, Bub. I spent 2 days behind closed doors with him. Contracts were written and things were starting to be put in place. James is part of the limited liability partnership, and he is very instrumental. You know, as you know, he and I, while you and the boys are out building and doing stuff like that, James and I have been pulling our hair out on the phones for the last 7 days. So,
yeah.
Good morning, James. How are you?
I'm doing good, man. Just trying to get everything organized this morning because those guys they can't get the technical stuff straight over there in New York for you guys on the show.
Man, it's a shame, James. It's for some reason, man, on our actual mic board, not what you see to the right of me, but also like on our actual app program that is used on the computer side. You have this caller board that lights up every time there's a caller come in. 20, 30, 40 callers come in all at one time. And you have, there's like three different buttons on it. You have a microphone, which only allows that caller to, basically be sitting in a waiting room on their end and just hear, what's going on. And then you also have like a standby where you can completely mute them out so that they can't do anything. Or you also have a red open mic button where they go live and they can hear and communicate. For some reason, none of that red mic button is working for us on our call-in board.
It's crazy, man. Mr. Producer, did you have a question over there for the boys?
I'll get them fighting. Who is the fastest?
Okay, so Jason Ross out there, boys, says he's going to get you guys fighting. He wants to know who the fastest is. Me, I'm the fastest to wreck a car in the whole group.
Listen, dude, all I know is you guys are actually going to just have to sit back because you don't think that I'm going to be sitting down here in the 561 building all these 405 street outlaws and not have the fastest car, do you? Come on.
I don't know.
Team BEM is still going to lay it down harder.
Goody was trying to throw down the carpet last night with his vet. I'm like, come on, man. He doesn't know anything about twin-turbo Porsches, does he?
I'm going to tune all these things so that they're super slow on the bottom end.
There we go. Who's the fastest of the 405 crew? Here we go. Let's get it started.
Let's go.
Bo, you might as well go first because you're the professional at really getting things stirred up.
Oh, who would I say would be the fastest?
Ain't nobody gonna touch me off, but. Oh my god! Because he got them little legs, Cody
Bell. Now we know who the slowest is.
Who do we think is the fastest, Rhino? Are you in there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, so who's the fastest of the group, Rhino?
Honestly, it's either going to be probably Jace or John Jr.
Really? John Jr. says it's Andretti's.
Definitely Jace.
Yeah, you think so?
I'm not going to add BG.
This is a different color.
All right, so let's cross it all off. Andretti Jr. wants to know who's the best looking. Forget the car.
Me. Come on, dude. That's not even up for debate.
I'm waiting for Brian. Brian's going to say it's him.
Me and my brother Johnny have raced, I think, four
times,
and I'm 3 to his 1 right now, so. Hey, let's say this. Who's the oldest? Oh, yeah, that would be me, so I'm first.
Farley.
We're all 42, okay?
Hey, you're how old?
Jackson time.
See, Bo, this is what we go through, and this goes on by text, too. It's the funniest thing you've ever seen.
Yeah.
You're pissing your pants in the CVS.
Yeah.
Did you get your AARP card yet?
You guys are awesome.
Hey, legend, I got mine last night in the mail. It's okay, man up. You got yours too, didn't you?
Charlie's at the retirement. I got mine out eating breakfast, so.
Did you see? It wasn't just me that got their AARP Bub card. You did get the gold car in yesterday, Bub. You did clear the media and everybody else away. You didn't want any photograph or footage taken of the car, except what I was taking and sending back to the boys to let them know the car was here safe, because that's part of our responsibility, letting them know that all the equipment is here safe. We pushed everybody the cameras back because they were here and they knew the car was arriving.
Mm-hmm.
You had Craig, our assistant, kind of guiding you out of there. As soon as you got it down, I guess from the front of the facility to the entrance to the main facility is about 300 yards.
Yeah.
And you immediately shut the car down. Let's talk about it.
Yeah, man. So it's, getting that, of course, coming in, you know, the gold car, it's that's had a pretty solid history in it. Let me throw this out there for the rest of the guys, because it is 1980 technology in that thing.
Uh-oh.
So, you know, this thing's had some history and it's had some solid passes, man. It's made a name for itself, you know, but you could definitely tell on first startup. I could feel, you know, just coming through the bottom end of that car, you could feel that there was definitely something lower in that motor that's just not up to par. So, you know, of course, we get it in, we get inside the facility, shut her down. And, you know, from there, it's going to just go from what it is, naturally aspirated, to maybe a little something else.
What are we thinking about on that thing?
Hey, man, I don't know. I feel like I'm leaning towards a probably 100-plus mil bigger or larger precision setup on it.
Are you really?
Yeah, man? It might be pretty solid.
Boys, what are you thinking about that idea? Anybody?
I was thinking a big block Chevy would really make that thing run.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Oh, you're going to give him a heart attack.
Then Ford just keep on breaking.
Then Ford just keep on breaking.
I told them to LS swap it. They wouldn't listen to me.
It may happen.
Terrible. Speaking of LS swap, James, talk to us a little bit, man.
What's that?
Talk to us about LS swaps and Mustangs.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of hurt feelings over that, man. I mean, there's some purists that, and I mean, don't get me wrong, some of the old school guys, man, they love their Ford motors, their small blocks, big blocks, whatever. I was always a Ford guy my whole life. I've always had Mustangs. I've always had small block Ford. So I decided to shoehorn an LS motor in my Fox body and, of course, turbocharge it and all that good stuff, and nobody likes it. But, hey, you know what, man? She's still mine, and she's still pretty, so it doesn't matter. At the end of the day, we're all doing the same thing, having a good time, whether you
right.
have a Chevy, a Ford, a Ford.
Right.
Park,
right.
We're all having
fun. And that's what it's
all about.
That's really what it's all about.
In the air, and it'll come down to the Fox body with the LS in it.
Exactly. It's a revolution. LS swapped the world, man.
That's exactly right. Now, boys, we do have a big event coming up on the 13th and 14th of May. You guys will be getting into town at an undisclosed location, staying at an undisclosed five-star location here in the West Palm Beach area. And then on the 13th, we have a full day in front of us. The Bubba's Exotic Motorsports facility will be open for the public. Nobody will meet Bub, myself, or any of the 405 boys at that time, although several of the Street Outlaw cars will be on display for the public to see. There'll be a police presence out here to keep traffic under control and things like that. I believe the white Fox body with the LS motor of James will be here on display as well, with the gold car and the Box Nova.
Hey, James.
You said May.
Yes.
That's in January.
January.
That's in January.
January, correct.
January. Yeah. January. That's correct.
We're going to have to test that on your
hand. Yep. That's in January, right? And so that day, then we leave there. It's going to be Outlaws and Outlaws. What we're going to do is go up the street about 3 miles. We're all going to climb on the BEM tour bus, go up to Miss Outlaw Boutique, where we will all be together. You're going to be there, right, G? You're going to be at the event, correct?
Probably.
Yes, okay.
It depends on if we're somewhere else doing something.
Okay, that's fine, yeah, because I need all the drivers, the whole team there. And then we will go to Miss Outlaw Boutique, where everybody's jaw will drop when they see the stunningly beautiful Robin and Layla Von Athey. And we sit and we do autograph sessions. Then we load up, hide from everybody for a while, get on the bus. We're back out at PBIR, bub. It's going to be so much fun. We're going to be on the go-kart track, right? Mm-hmm. What else is going on?
So that day is going to be full event of, I mean, quarter mile drags to road course, which is 2.4 mile a lap. Then we're also going to have the K1 karting, which is going to be pretty insane, dude. So it's going to be a lot of fun stuff out there. I mean, these things are 85 mile an hour plus go-karts. So get ready, make sure you can paddle them and be ready to go.
We'll be out on the, with Supercar Week, we'll be out on the road course. We're going to take the boys out in the exotics on the road course, kind of show them that side of what we do. They're going to take us out and show us what they do. I know Bo's coming in a little early. Bo, you're bringing the vet up, correct? You and Bub are doing some tranny work on the vet, correct?
Yes, sir. I'll be in that whole week, actually, for the tranny event.
So we're going to be doing that. The public is welcome to come see Bub and Bo kind of working, although they'll not be allowed inside the main build facility for insurance purposes. They can stand outside the film section of it or the main build facility doors and watch them working and interacting, which is fine with us, Bub.
Yeah, man, we'll get that thing built up, get it ready to go. And what better of a perfect timing than to get it built and then get it out on that track and test and tune it, set it up and let it lay down some serious power.
And then, of course, I get to be the first one to take it down the track.
Yeah, no chance.
Well,
no way.
Hey, I do have a
Tom.
Yeah.
How do we lose 15 mile an hour on the go-kart? What's really going on down there?
Hey, listen, that's for you guys.
Yeah, that's
mine's still 100 plus.
That's exactly right.
You guys got the 85 mile an hour ones. Come on, dude. I'm going to be passing you guys like it's nothing.
But here's
Bubba's going to detune the bitch so he can't ride. I'll put
exactly a wall out. They were 100 mile an hour last week.
It's all about the apexes.
Hey, wait till we get to the event, guys. You guys will be down to the 45 mile an hour carts with your little white helmets on.
I'll be lapping training. You guys like nobody's business, man. Watch me. What'd you say, Gio?
It's all about the apexes.
All about the apexes. Hey, who's gonna win the goat car? Are we gonna put money on this, guys? I mean, who's gonna win what event?
I'm going to win anyway, so you're going to be just handing me the money. So I don't know what you guys are talking about.
I don't even know why we're doing an event.
But wait, does it matter at this point? Because according to our contract, it's equal distribution, right?
Yeah, right. Share all, man.
I'll put 20 up on the go-kart, right?
But who's going to win?
Yeah, Tom.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I got a couple of guys, man, a couple friends of mine that I'm going to bring with me in January.
I saw that on the group text.
Tampa area, like the Bay Area. My buddy Gary, he just built a pretty nasty twin-turbo Mustang. I'm going to bring him.
Is he bringing the car?
Guys, his car?
Is he bringing the car? You guys boys bringing the car down too?
Yeah, he's going to – I'll see if I can get him to bring his car. He just built the twin-turbo LSX. It is a new edge, because he had an SN95, but yeah, it's a new edge twin turbo LSX. My friend Gary Phillips, he's a pretty good dude. He's the one that was helping me tune my white car.
Right on. So what we'll do is we'll get those on the venue, because Bo, I think we've got the Corvette running, right? We've got, what cars do we have officially running that night?
I don't even think we got a list yet.
We don't have the list yet. Okay.
Well,
say that again.
The vet will be there for sure.
The vet will be here. I know that, Bub, I think James may be trying to get the Fox Body Mustang to you to try to get it ready to go do a couple passes. I know we're going to have several cars out there doing passes for the fans to see.
Mm-hmm.
And if you've never seen these boys drive except on TV, their reaction times are cat-like. They may be having fun behind the scenes and in the pits and around everybody. But these guys are dead serious when they get in that seat. It's just like G when he gets in his seat, man.
Yeah, man. You you go into your mode. You know, it's you can be dealing with whatever it is you're dealing with at the time. But when you know it's time to sit in that seat and harness and helmet up, dude, you know what time it is, and it's go time.
It is.
Yeah.
Hey, is Junior on the line with us?
I think he is.
Tell us the story about the white Mustang that bit the wall, man. Let's Senior, tell us a little bit about that story.
Well. That's
Jace. How's Joey?
That's my car.
Jace, tell us that,
car, yeah.
Jace, tell us that story. Not everybody got you put that out on the group chat last night, man. I was really proud of, and if you study that video several times, it shows just how professional and safe you guys are. Because if you look at, and Jace, if you would please put it up on this show's Facebook page so everybody can see it, they'll study that video a number of times, as did I. There are so many things that are happening so quick, and 1320 Productions did a great job. I'm going to intro this thing because I want people to understand. When they interviewed you after that accident, there were two things there were a number of things you didn't want to do. It was very obvious to me when you crossed that center line, you did not want to stuff that car into the oncoming car. You did not want to stuff it head on into the wall. So you intentionally pushed it over to the left side of the car. You constantly were reviewing in the cockpit. You completely said, Jace, I'm watching the sparks. I could see the sparks. Then you knew something was wrong when the coolant hit those tires. And you clearly had control of that situation the entire time. And by the way, it happened in less than 2 seconds, and you knew coming off that line, you were northbound in the air. It set down. You could hear, even Bub said, Dad, you can hear Jace trying to pedal this thing so that it doesn't slam down hard, and he's still keeping control of the car, and there it launched again. Take us through those very horrifying couple seconds.
Well, we were at a three-car takeover OKC. It's the event that they do here, and that's when I was still in nitrous car, and I was racing the fastest car in the event. He ran like a 7-something. I was running, I would have probably ran an 8:50 in the quarter if it would have stayed down. And I let off the train brake, and I cut a 0.04 reaction time to that guy's 4.40 reaction time.
Now, Jace, when you
looking at me going up, or
Jace.
What?
Jace, hold on 1 second. When you say one of the things that my job is to do is to break Bub down technically and break you boys down technically and break Geo down technically, okay? So people understand. When you say you had 0.4 on the tree, what does that mean to the average guy who's just watching you go fast?
This means that I treat the hell out of that guy. I was just on the light. I knew I had to be on the light or something just to get out in front of him. And I got out in front of him, and it went straight up to the bumper, which that year I probably went to the bumper probably 20 times. You know, it wasn't no big difference to me, you know. And it went up and ripped. It rode on my parachute mount and slammed down, and I was pedaling to try not to slam it hard.
That's what Bub said. Thing. Yep, that's what Bub said.
And it worked. Slammed down. I had a rinky-dink. The radiator mount on it, and it broke the radiator mount, and my radiator came out. And when it went back up and went back up for the second time and went on the bumper, it went back up into the engine bay, and then went slammed down that last time. The radiator got lodged underneath the engine block, and it slammed down and blew my radiator up. And I was going up in a third wheelie with antifreeze on the tire spinning. And it just got out of control with antifreeze all over my rear tires. And all I could think about was not hitting that Dodge Viper, because yep. I would have never been able to pay that guy back, because I don't make that much money.
But you know what, Jace? He assumes, Jace, a certain liability to get on that track with you. And it becomes – please, Jace, post that link on the Facebook page so everybody can see it, will you, as we're live?
Yeah.
But it becomes very apparent that everything – if you look at your taillights, your reaction times, you know, Bub and I studied that video 15 times. And it becomes very apparent that you were very, very aware of your surrounding environments and what was happening in those split seconds. And you were able to get all of those elements under control – very quickly. And just like Dale Sr., you did not want to hit that wall head on. You wanted to get that impact on the side of the car, and it was just brilliance on your part.
Well, I knew that guy was behind me, and whenever I went sideways, I was all the way sideways and about to go into the right lane, and I would have been right in front of that guy. So I flew all the way left and then tried to bring it back, and it was just sliding so much with so much antifreeze on their tires, it just slid into the wall. But after that, I had it back together in 3 weeks, and I was making nitrous passes at the track, so it wasn't no big deal.
Hey, I want to chime in on this. Any racer listening knows that that he's doing a very big no-no there. What was the name of the documentary again?
Antifreeze. Mm-hmm. Antifreeze and water. Oh, it can freeze and go overnight. And it's a street car, Goody Bo. I ain't know about that race car stuff that you're out. So.
Yeah.
Hey, I run Antifreeze too, so.
So let me throw something at you guys from a random technical question. So as everybody knows in the racing world, everything comes into effect, whether it be tire pressures, whether it be outside temperatures, the actual strip temperatures, the street temperatures, the temperature going into the motor for power. How much does that affect you guys out there in Oklahoma in the 405 versus what it's going to affect you here in the 561?
Very good question, Bub, because climatologically, it's different. Now, and
way different.
I know when you're building carburetor applications, you're thinking about all that through. But with EFI, is that something that's as big a consideration for you, Bub, UG, and the drivers?
Well, I mean, and everything, you know, because on a cold day here, gee, what would you say? The track, the strip side of the track is still 100+ degrees.
Yeah.
From the sun and just beating on it.
Yeah, but the air's crisp. The motors run great. It's
yeah.
Weird.
Yeah.
Boys, so, what do you think about that, to Bub's question?
I don't think it will be that hard of a transition for us. Like Jace said, you know, it may be 40 degrees here. We may be street racing one day. It may be 80 the next day when we go to the track.
Or
we got to deal with that all the time, changing temperatures. So it won't be any tuning changes for us. So.
Interesting. Very interesting. Bub.
My output is my car is balanced, cool enough, and it don't make enough horsepower to make any differences, whether it be 20 degrees outside or 100 degrees outside.
That's friggin' hilarious, man.
No, don't make any horsepower, Goody Bo.
So, Jason, let me ask you then, Jace, because you seem to have a pretty solid wheel stander for sure. So in a case like yours where clearly you plant really, really hard and come out strong, if you're literally riding that parachute mount every time, what would you do in a situation, say down here, where all you're trying to do is make one solid quarter mile pass, but you can't keep the front wheels on the ground? What do you do to offset that? Do you stay out of the power? Do you go up in your tire pressures on the rear? What do you do in something like that?
I just ride it out because I'm not scared. Listen.
My man.
There it is. Senior,
actually, we would strap the front end down, and that just limits the travel, and it would limit the wheelie as well.
But you can get as cool as pictures.
Doesn't make as cool a picture. How about that, Bub?
I like that connector now.
Yeah, you guys have been down
that
road.
One just got away from it.
Yeah, it did, but I think the beauty of it is the way you controlled it, and it was just an amazingly done job, period, all the way around, boys. It's, and every one of you has those experiences that we can draw upon and talk about. What is it like inside that cockpit? What is it like? I'm saying call her since she what is it like? What is it literally like to have that? Just freestyle, let us have it. What is it like?
It's pretty wild to go up and not see nothing, but
right.
Blue skies or the lights, you know, but you can kind of feel if your car's going straight or not, because I rode a 330-foot wheelie out before, and all I did was shift it, and it just rode it out, and it looked on tape like it sat down smooth and was nonviolent, but in the car, trust me, it was very violent, you know, but still ran a 520, so in the eight. So but if your wheels are that high in the air, tweely or a 3-inch wheelie, go down through there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hand me the phone.
Your ET's a lot better than just moving forward than moving up.
A lot of really problem.
Slamming down. I wheelie this year and. It slammed down so hard that it broke my rack and pinions and bent both my control arms.
And scrambled his brain.
Wait, is that possible?
No, that was way before that.
Yeah, that was. I was about to say, is that even possible?
Yeah. He still hasn't recovered from the brain scramble.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I learned it from Ron, though.
Hey, why run? I don't have wheelie problems.
I know, because it weighs like 10,000 pounds.
Because it's always broke.
Exactly. Ain't it?
It's always broke.
I know an engine builder. Yeah. We can build you an engine, Ron, and you could probably get that thing for five.
Hey, Ron's building his own engines now.
Oh, that's going to go horrible.
And that's why it's always true.
So I might get a little bit longer life out of them.
So let me ask you this, guys. What are you guys typically averaging from a horsepower standpoint on all these small tire rides?
What's that, Wayne?
Do we have any questions from the fans?
He's saying, do we have any questions from the fans?
Back in the 70s. I saw that on there.
We're just like,
yeah, about 20. They didn't have TV back then.
It's kind of, you know, it's kind of a
it's
mess.
It's all black and white.
Let me ask you a question. Did Travis get on the call? I wanted to ask him how PRI was, or whoever was at PRI. How did that show go?
It's snowing its butt off up here.
Is it really, man?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
When does the show?
You know, if they just let Tuff make a couple of passes, they'll melt all the and dry the road.
He can dry the road off and melt all the snow.
Hmm. Yeah, he'll melt the snow, dry the road, and then they can race.
Yeah.
I think that'll work out great.
Mm-hmm.
I think Tuff is, you know, he ate a few paint chips when he was a kid.
Tuff has a jet car, why don't he just dry the road with that motherfucker?
Right.
Was the PRI show good this year compared to last year or the years before?
Oh yeah, it's awesome. There's all kinds of new stuff.
Yes.
Out there.
Yeah, and I wish
I could go to PRI. I've never been.
You know what? And I think we'll all be there next year for sure. I would assume with the economy doing what it's doing because of the new power change that's done the economy extremely well, and there's robust things happening. I would think that we're going to see a lot of it passed down into our sport. What do you guys think?
Definitely.
Yeah. I would think so too. Was Wayne ever able to get on the call with us? I wanted to talk to him too. I haven't. It's been tough because I can't get.
Yeah, he's on the call.
Everybody hear me.
Good morning, Wayne. How are you, buddy?
Yeah, I'm here. It's
Travis. I'm here, man.
Travis, good morning. How are you doing, man? We haven't heard much from you, but we've been seeing all the postings coming out of PRI. How was the show for you?
It's a great show. It's better than last year, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
It keeps growing and growing. It gets better and better, that's all.
So you are seeing better and better stuff out there, huh?
Yeah. I mean, wow. All the new projects coming out. It's going to be real, real nice for 2018. And also, there are some other upcoming shots that's coming out. It would be nice. And then come up with new products and new designs and all kind of stuff and shit. That's pretty good.
Black Ops was at the show, right? Yeah, Black
Ops. Yeah,
hold on one second. Yep. The beautiful Robin is trying to call in. In fact, I'll try to get her on the other line. Hold on one second.
So I know you guys are out there. How many guys are out there at PRI right now?
As far as I know, it's just me and Travis.
How's that going over there? It's pretty solid.
I talk a lot, I'll tell you that. That's why I've been teaching a lot. Not too much.
Hey, Travis, are you out there, Travis, starting trouble with all the big tire boys right now? I know Farm Truck's there, Asian's there, Kamikaze's there. What are you doing over there? Come on, you're in there just starting your car every 30 seconds doing shout outs to him.
Cruz is the Kamikaze.
Travis, have you figured out your pro charger setup yet?
I got it dialed in somewhat similar, somewhat good, but not all the way down.
Yeah.
I think they're running over on Joe.
You have a 405 waiting.
Yeah, it's locked. It's locked up. The whole
yeah, we can hear you.
Yeah, we can hear you, Varley.
We can.
No, Varley, you're good. Go ahead.
You said a question for me?
Yeah, what's our growth of all this on?
Making it faster than Black Ops.
Well, we'll be seeing Ops here, I think, very shortly, won't we? I mean, it's going to be a lot of fun. And, Bub, outside of all the Facebook questions, our board has been down, so I haven't been able to get any of the fan calls to come through today. I'm going to have a little talk with BTR this weekend, man.
Yeah, me too.
It's not been that kind of – doesn't mean all 22 million fans haven't joined us. It just means I can't get to the board to see all the questions coming through.
Man. Yep.
So what it is. So we're up against the top of the hour, boys. I really appreciate you joining us. We're going to have a lot of fun. Everybody looking forward to getting here in January, man, seeing all the fans.
We can't wait.
Yeah. See that? See, yeah. Ladies and gentlemen around the world, do you see what the boys are saying? They can't wait. This is what they're out there to do. And they're just good people with great hearts, you know, and all they want to do is race with no drama, have a family environment, and just have a good time and meet with everybody. Wayne, did you see that we do have the official grape monster in the first position right now on the table? Did you notice that?
I think you guys better stay off the purple one.
I'll tell you what,
we lost Wayne.
I need to know from each of the drivers, each of the boys out there, what their favorite monster drink is. They are a sponsor, and there will be a case waiting for you when you get here.
It's that simple.
Well,
I've only had the original.
You like the original?
Yeah, the other one.
Okay. Just text me what you want, man. They're a sponsor. They love you guys, and they are going to make sure that you've got what you want.
They're winged back. Black Monster's the only way to go.
There you go. Ladies and gentlemen, what do you got?
Hello?
Hello? Beauchamp, the second.
Hello?
Wants the 405, needs a small tire lift.
Hello, I'm back.
And bring back the shark pool.
Okay, so lean into the mic, producer, and read that to the boys.
The 405 needs to bring a top 10 small tire list and bring back the shark pool.
Okay, first of all, I don't know what the shark pool is, boys, but second of all, there are top 10 drivers from different parts of the world that we will be dealing with on episodes. Would that be that we'll be dealing with shortly? Would that be safe to say?
Yeah.
There it is.
We're going to bring back.
We're going to bring back what?
Yeah, we're going to bring back the small tire.
That's all we're going to do. That's all this show. That's the dang it, dude. That's all we're focusing on is small tire. We have nothing to do. We don't want anything to do with big tires. Is that correct, Bob?
That's right.
That's what Chet Burks is.
Now, is that going to be a 10.5W?
But
we will be.
No W.
Yeah. 10.5, biggest tire of it possible.
10.5.
10.5 is the biggest tire. So it's going to be, and we're going back to focusing on back roads Americana, man. Just like the legend got it going so many years ago, Bob.
That's right.
So, ladies and gentlemen, we are up against the top of the hour. I really apologize for the technical difficulties. Could be weather related. Coming up out of New York, I don't know what's going on there, but I apologize, boys. Thank you very much. You'll be here with us next week as well, and we will be bringing everybody updates throughout the week as to what is going on. I can't thank everybody enough for physically joining us. We love all of you guys out there in the 405, truly from the bottom of our hearts.
And the 601, Travis and Brandon are.
Absolutely. We love all of you guys.
Brandon, Travis.
That's exactly right. I just know it. I don't know that area code, but listen, Brandon, Travis, we love you guys as well. Truly. We're not trying to leave you out at all. We really, really appreciate it. We're going to have a long, long, fun next 4 years together. It's going to be incredible, and there's going to be some great stuff going on.
Can't wait.
It's going to be an amazing time. Thank you so much, guys. We will be working with you throughout the week. We will be bringing, I think we're going to be updating, doing a couple more shows live from here in studio with you guys as things progress through Joe Jansen, the entertainment attorney, and Mr. Chet Burks. And everybody just have a really good Saturday out there. Thank you. God bless you. We love all you guys, man.
See ya.
See you guys. Yes, sir. Love you guys. Talk to you later. Bye-bye. Ladies and gentlemen, that is the original 405 crew, the 610 or 601 or whatever it is. We can't forget Travis Santa Cruz and Brandon. These are really good boys, but we're going to have a great time with them.
Yeah, big time, man.
Looking forward to it. Yeah, it's going to be an amazing time. I did try to get a hold of Miss Robin out there. We will try one more time, Bob, and see if we can. I wanted her to talk about a little bit about what was going on. If we can do it, we can do it. We're a little bit over, but we don't care about that. It's our time, isn't it, Bub?
Not really. We're supposed to be off at 10.
Yeah, you think so?
Yes, I know so.
Yeah,
that's what the contract is, 9 to 10.
Yes, it is. But when you got the boys with you, man, you just can't you just got to have fun with it, right?
No, you just have to cut it off at the right time.
Yeah.
9 to 10.
That doesn't really work all that well, does it?
Not with you, it doesn't. So, nothing does.
Well, we did try to get a hold of Miss Robin from the Miss Outlaw Boutique. She's going to share some. Good morning, Miss Robin. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
We're doing well. We've experienced quite a bit of technical difficulty. We are above the top of the hour, but I wanted to jump on here. We wanted you on with the 405 boys. Because the Outlaws and the 601 or 610 boys, the Outlaws meet the Outlaw coming up, don't they?
They do in January.
And it's
going
to make it here. They're so excited. It's going to be an amazing time. We are against the top of the hour. We don't have a lot of time, but Miss Outlaw Boutique is the title sponsor with us, 560-660-6695, ladies and gentlemen, 1200 Town Center Drive, Suite 108, extended hours now through the holidays. On the 14th, we do have, Bub, Men's Night. Miss Robin, please tell us about Men's Night. Going to be an amazing time. And how about, let's talk a little bit about the 14th of January. It's the Outlaws meet the Outlaw. It's going to be an amazing event. The city is going to be packed out there with fans and people.
Yeah, and we're going to have the Miss Outlaw girls there hopefully too. So we're trying to get everything together. It's a lot to plan. We got a lot going on with Christmas and then New Year's and then the boys coming here.
I can't wait for the boys to get here. Can you? Yep. It's going to be beyond big, huh, Bub?
Yep.
It's going to be really big.
So everybody's got to get on the plane and get here.
It's going to be a lot of fun. Everything's booked and ready for them to get in town. Miss Robin, what are the hours today? We have extended hours down there. What are the hours today?
Actually, we're open from 10 to 6 today. And then tomorrow, we're open from 11 to 4.
Right on. Miss Outlaw Boutique.
We're open for the holidays on Sundays right now.
That's correct. Miss Outlaw Boutique.
Come
everybody. Right on, man. They sure are. Miss Robin, thank you for joining us this morning. We've got to climb out of here. We love you. We will be seeing you very shortly, and it's going to be the Outlaws at the Outlaw, isn't it?
We got it double.
It's going to be big, isn't it, Bubs?
Yep.
It's going to be big. It's going to be a lot of fun.
I can't wait for the boys to get here.
Get ready. It's not as quiet as you think it's
going to
be.
Oh, it's going to be big. So thank you so much, Miss Robin. We love you.
Okay.
Bye-bye. There she is, Robin from Miss Outlaw Boutique. Jill, the official World Rally Champion and driver of the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports number 78 rally car out there tearing it up for us. Thank you for being part of this family, man. Jeez, literally, man. You're just such a special piece of our lives, man. Yeah, exactly. Ladies and gentlemen, that brings us to the top of the hour. Thank you to the whole Street Outlaw, the former Street Outlaw small tire crew. That way I don't leave out any area codes. We love all you boys, seriously, from the bottom of our hearts. It's going to be a great time. Bub, love you. You're the best of the best out there. You just bring so much joy and happiness into my life. I can't even begin to tell you, man.
Yeah, man, we got a lot of work ahead of us.
It's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be a fun year. 2018 is going to be over before you know it.
Yep.
So what do you think? James, how about that? We love you too. He's my business partner, Bub's business partner. He's a train wreck. He's worse than we are, Bub.
Yeah, probably.
He goes so many different directions, my head spins.
Yeah.
Love you guys all. Robin, thank you so much.
Oh, me?
Duh.
Look, you got a wife named Robin. I don't know who you're talking to. He loves you.
Till next time, Bub. Let's just keep on doing it Bubba style.
That's it.
This episode's been brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. That's bubbasexoticmotorsports.com. Miss Outlaw Boutique, MS Outlaw Boutique, for the finest in fashion boutique apparel and clothing. The brand new Palm Beach International Raceway. Palm Beach International Raceway is racing done Bubba style. Herc Reynolds. Herc Reynolds are Reynolds done Bubba style. We are over the top of the hour. And finally, the Guinness World Record holding Cars and Coffee event. Cars and Coffee, don't miss it. January 21st, the boys will be back in town, and they are going to die when they hang out with all the exotics. I think Bo wants to get in the Porsche and run them, Bub.
Let it go.
Let's let it go. Ladies and gentlemen, until next time, let's just keep on doing it, Bub.
Bubba style.
Bubba style.